Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
We are in our home. This is our normal home.
Here we are in our home.
Our beautiful Greenpoint apartment. It's a whole town. You can't tell where exactly it is.
Dude, you'd
people don't even know. People that don't even live in New York don't even know what that means.
Bro, you'd be a really bad spy.
I think I'd be a phenomenal spy.
You're fucking freely giving out information.
I'm not a spy. I don't behave like a spy when I'm not a spy.
You
That's
should
insane.
Behave like a spy.
That's an amount of anxiety that would never demand of someone. Just behave like a spy at all times? Mm-hmm. That's fucking ridiculous. Get
giving...
down.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's tall. All right.
Why are you giving out information? What's up?
Oh, man.
Every
that's so
fucking...
funny. Every cat sucks.
Every time we record a podcast, a cat is annoying. That's T3.
That's T3. God damn it. That's so funny. He just doesn't look at the cat. Yeah, don't knock it over.
No, he's going to knock it over. Come on.
Hey,
come on. I'm cat sitting.
Here's how I think I'd be a good spy.
Yeah.
I already got the hand-to-hand combat thing down.
I think you're overestimating how much hand-to-hand combat.
Name a movie. Name a spy movie. Name a spy movie.
I'm talking about real-life spy.
I'm talking about movie spies.
Okay,
only spies
Austin Powers.
Okay. He fights people. And
very
he's
rarely.
It. It's a comedy. I'm good at comedy. I'm okay at comedy. I can do comedy. I have done comedy.
I guess if you consider what you do comedy.
God damn it.
Yeah, I got your ass.
Jason Bourne.
What?
James Bond. What are there some more spies? Dude, I could do it, man. I got to learn how to hack a computer. I'll give you that.
Uh-huh.
I got the sleeping with strangers down. I fucking love doing that.
Yeah, that's good. You're okay at driving.
I'm okay at driving. I should get a license. But, I mean, if you're if you have a spy, a license to spy, you get a license to drive, baby. That's two for one.
License to kill.
Oh, that's what it is. If you have a license to kill, you have a license to drive. What kind of class? I say E class. You start with E class.
M class.
For what? Murder.
Murder class.
Murder class.
And motorcycles.
Oh, that's nice. A spy on a motorcycle? That's a fun time.
That'd be
What's
fun.
Your? I mean, I know you're a
gun. Big gun.
Big gun is the fun part.
Yeah. Anyway, what were you going to ask?
I was going to ask what your favorite favorite spy movie, but it's one of the James Bond movies I remember you.
Probably James Bond.
I like Jason Bourne.
Crank. That's not a spy movie.
It's not a spy movie. It's a great movie. I'll give
That's
you that.
An action movie.
Crank is a fantastic film.
Crank's unbelievable.
Have I seen it? No, but I have heard a lot of good things.
Dude, you would love Crank.
Jason I almost said Voorhees and mixed it with Statham.
Jason Alexander.
Jason Alexander is a...
Jason Alexander in Crank.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
That'd be funny.
Hey, I'm cranking! Something like that.
Yeah. I cranked on Broadway.
I hate cats.
Dude, they're so...
So
annoying.
Much.
They're like, no, when cameras are on. Like,
hey.
My time to shine.
Because there's like new stuff here.
Yeah. I'm going to fucking hit them.
Don't hit them.
Okay.
Don't hit them on camera.
I won't hit them on camera. Just leave my backpack alone. He's going to crawl in my backpack.
He's going to crawl in your backpack.
And I'm going to wear it.
He was in my...
Look at him. Look at him.
He was in my
this
tote bag
idiot.
The other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dummy.
I forgot my reusable shopping bag.
Uh-huh.
So I had to get one at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And I came home later that day.
Okay.
For my walk. And I was like, why is my reusable shopping bag on the ground? So I pick it up. There's just a cat in it.
They like being... The feeling of being... kind of hidden and being draped.
Yeah.
That's enveloped. That's the word. They like to feel enveloped.
Held.
Held is nice. All those nice feelings.
To have. The cats love to
have
it
to
hold.
They can't get enough of the having
and
the holding.
They love to have. Don't go in there.
That's when I wake up, boom, boom. Where I'm going to be, I'm going to be the man that wakes up next to you.
Oh, man. I'm having a fucking...
And
that
go...
Ass. I turn the TV on.
Oh, God.
This is not going well.
I think it's
it?
Going great. Spies, they get to kill people in other countries, which I think is sick.
What about the movie Spies Like Us?
Remind me of that?
Shit, I got nothing.
It's
I
like,
only
it's
had
like,
the
it's
name.
Like the,
is that Leslie Nielsen?
Is that,
is
what
that
it
a
is?
Nielsen joint?
Is it a Nielsen joint?
Is there a Nielsen rating on that?
Oh, man. Spies. Is it like the band Kids Like Us where you can read it wrong? Kids Like Us.
No, that's funny that you mentioned the band Kids Like Us.
Yeah, I know like seven bands, man.
That's funny that that's one of them.
Well, my buddy in high school would wear their shirts.
Okay.
And all of us
would
make fun of
Florida.
Him. Yeah, I was like, kids like us. He goes, it's not like that. I'm like, it could be like that. Shout out Cooper City High School.
Shout out Florida Hardcore.
Cowboy, go Cowboys. 954.
No, oh, Spies Like Us is Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase.
Oh, that's a fun one because they're not spies. They kind of like fall into it, right?
They looking for a way out of their mundane government jobs, they take the entrance exam for a CIA espionage program.
And Chevy Chase cheats very funnily. He cheats very humorously.
That's funny.
He wears a sling and he pulls out like...
Okay, wait a second.
He keeps changing the eye patch.
It's
very funny.
May I ask this?
Yeah, man.
Would you consider Men in Black a spy movie?
No.
Damn.
No, they're not spies. They're something else. They're
secret government agents.
Covert government agency.
Alan Covert.
Alan Covert and the Covert experiments.
I love Alan Covert.
No, I wouldn't consider them spies.
Damn.
Spies Like Us is pretty fun. Spy Kids?
Naked
no, thank
Gun.
You. Naked Gun. There we go. Hello. Very funny.
That's more of a cop movie.
Yeah, that's more of a cop.
That's like a detective movie.
Yeah, very Dragnet.
Yeah, I think that's what it's making fun of.
Uh-huh. Dragnet. I mean, all that stuff. No, spies are cool.
Dragnet? Movie. What are they, talking about RuPaul?
Hey, fracking? Come on. Can't get enough of this stuff.
Fracking? More like...
Fracassee.
You're going to go to hell for your choices. It's more like that.
Hey, that's a lady's shirt. Put that back.
Hey, what the hell is that wig?
Whoa, buddy, that's a lot of makeup.
Look like you're in the... How come every... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think came first? Drag queen hairstyles?
Uh-huh.
Or the hairstyles of the women in the B-52s?
Oh.
Because do you think they took...
Right.
Do you think they took...
Yeah, I think they probably did.
They probably took that from drag queens.
What's the word? Not appropriated, but...
they appropriated it.
Appropriate, but there's a better word I'm thinking of. I think that's true. I think that makes the most sense. When did drag queens really come into fruition?
1999.
No, come on. Hey.
September 12th, 2001 is when drag started.
When drag met
its beginning.
When
the country needed it the most.
Uh-huh.
In the face of a national tragedy.
In the face of adversity, really.
The drag community stepped up.
And said, we will be rude as a bit.
Yeah.
No, I'd be a good spy. The fighting part, look, sometimes you got to read documents. No, thank you.
See, I think that's going to be bad for you.
Sure. But I'm not saying I'm perfect. Here, you keep making me seem like I think I'm perfect. I think I could be good in situations.
When we turn the podcast off, you always go, you have to call me Mr. Perfect.
Hey, I'm spitting gum out here, baby. I'm Mr. Perfect.
Kurt, you're like, if you must call me Kurt Hennig, but you have to call me Mr. Perfect.
I'm just wetting my hair at all times, throwing a towel behind my back.
Dude. Imagine.
One of the fucking silkiest, smooth things I've ever seen in my life.
Imagine having a towel. Imagine just having a towel over your shoulder.
Oh, a little towel over
imagine
your shoulder?
A little towel over your shoulder at all times.
Like you're Craig Robinson?
Like you're Mr. Perfect.
Oh.
Or any Dominican
any
man. Above 58 degrees.
Dude, they're like, oh, towel time.
Here's the thing, though.
They pull a drawer open.
They're
towel
right.
time.
It's towel time.
They're not wrong. We've never argued that
okay,
they're wrong.
Okay, what about this?
Okay. Say it.
It's okay.
Say it.
I'm telling you. So there's a TV show inside.
I love
it. It's a TV show inside of a TV show.
Okay.
And it's a Dominican guy telling you how to fix your house called Towel Time.
What's okay?
Instead of Tool Time.
Oh, got it. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, Towel Time.
And the neighbor yells. The Wilson is just yelling.
Yeah, they're all yelling.
They're playing dominoes.
They're playing dominoes over the fence.
That's funny. That's a fun thing. Instead of fixing cars all the time in the garage, the dad is watching baseball highlights. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. No, he's still fixing cars.
He's still fixing cars, but they're like old Cuban, the old Fords that are stuck over there. My dad's birthday yesterday.
Yesterday was your dad's birthday?
Yeah. And the day before, the 2 days before that was my brother's birthday.
Wow, what a present for your dad.
Right?
That's weird.
Isn't it weird? I was looking at Twitter and somebody tweeted, today is May 14th, if that means anything to anybody. I'm like, oh shit, it's my dad's birthday.
It means a lot to me, actually.
And I call my dad and he goes, no, my birthday's day after tomorrow. I'm like, I'll call you later. He goes, no, here's 30 minutes of me talking. And he talked to me for a while. And then I call my brother, who I already talked to earlier in the day, which made it worse.
You forgot that it was his birthday?
I didn't realize. I mean, here's the thing. There's days don't matter anymore.
Nothing matters.
I don't know what day it is ever, let alone
the
date.
The date is hard. The date is hard.
So
day I can kind of get.
Yeah. If people's birthdays were Wednesday, hey, my birthday's on Wednesdays is my birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
Every, hard to forget.
Every Wednesday is my birthday.
I'm 2,000 years old. No, but I called him and we talked and FaceTimed. It was fun.
That's nice.
He's over in California. I love him very much. He's doing very well. He listens to the
podcast.
You
know who else was in California for a while?
Who is
Tupac.
It? Wow.
California.
No dad a party. In the city. Rain. I don't
Compton.
California. Art school dork.
You got to admit that song slaps, though.
No, I'm. You can be an art school dork and for some reason create very good gangster rap, which he did.
You know, you'd be shocked at how good my gangster rap is.
No, I wouldn't. I believe in you in every way possible.
Thank you so much. Also, I didn't go to art school.
Mm-hmm. Barely went to school.
Yeah. Dude, when I was in, I still have a beef. My mom still has beef with my grade school art teacher.
Why?
Because she was rude.
To you specifically?
To me, and maybe to other kids, but mom didn't fucking care about them. They weren't kids.
They weren't your kids.
But I'm not good at art.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at drawing or painting. I would say podcasting is an art.
Hey.
I'm not good at that either.
Put us in the moment, baby.
But I remember, like, the art teacher was just, like, mean and just, like, gave me a C.
What?
Because I wasn't good at it.
That's rude. Art should be an effort, not in accomplishments.
Yeah.
What a whore.
Yeah, she was a Mrs. Black.
Hey, Mrs. Black, suck one.
You know why her name was Mrs. Black?
Why?
That's the color of her heart.
Yep.
Fucking
piece
dumb
of
bitch.
Shit. Dumb fucking idiot.
I fucking hate her.
Draw a triangle. Fuck you.
Shut up. Triangle.
I don't want to.
Triangle as many sides as I want.
How about you triangle? Shut the fuck up.
Triangle got 25 sides, baby. There's a 25-agon.
I was in like elementary school. I was like a little art boy. Like I loved painting.
Yeah.
I loved drawing. I'm going to say painting. And I entered this my art teacher entered me in this I was like in the art club, which like after school, some days you got to go and hang out in the art room with like the more gifted artists of the school. Gifted. So my teacher entered me in this contest for like a PSA, but art wise.
See which child was best at kissing.
Yeah. And I won and lost. And it was like, I drew like a fucking, like a really aggressive car accident scene.
Yeah.
And I won like for the county or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And so my art teacher one day had to drive her and myself to downtown Fort Lauderdale to like the city court thing to receive an award.
City Hall.
And I received an award and a check for $25, which is crazy.
Wow.
And like I walked up and like took a picture with a lady and I put my thumbs up. And so I missed like 3 or 4 hours of school, but I got back in time to finish class. Like there's still more time left. And I get into class and I had the teacher hold my check because I was afraid of losing it. And I sit down in class and we're kind of sitting there and like someone asks me what I was doing or like how it was. And I start talking and the teacher goes, Mr. Lopez, you should listen because artists, you should pay attention because artists don't make that much money. And then I said, neither do elementary school teachers. And then she kicked me out of the class.
Did you keep your check?
No, she gave me the check.
Okay.
And that was the day I knew I was going to be a podcaster.
That's the day when I'd get him.
Yeah, man.
Did you get her ass?
I got her. I also got my fucking, I can't remember that story though. I got my shop teacher who was my friend's dad. He said some shit to me and I burned his ass.
You lit his ass up.
Like I got kicked out of class. Yeah, I remember.
I remember. So
had a
I
good
had this,
one. I'll think of it. You tell a story.
I had this math teacher. All right. Well, we're not gonna do that.
That's not cool, dude.
Because that's where my fucking computer's logged
that's some respect,
into. Logged in.
Hey, hey, I'm gonna kill this cat real quick. I'll talk. I had shop class in 7th grade, which I think sounds like a thing from like the 40s. A shop class, and man, I wish I could remember the exact thing. He said some shit to me, and I fucking burned him. Kind of the same thing. Like, oh, you know, comedians don't make a lot of money. Oh, like, hockey players? You make fun of me for something.
Yeah, definitely didn't make fun of you for being a comedian.
No.
You weren't a comedian yet.
I mean, I was voted most humorous. Hold on, let me tell a story.
You've told the story before.
I've told this story before? I haven't finished saying it.
About how you tied for most humorous?
No!
Oh, you didn't tell that one. No,
yeah, all right. In fifth grade, I won most humorous, and then I cried on stage. Well, I was crying beforehand. And then in high school, I tied, which felt like an insult.
Yeah.
Because you're like, how do you fucking tie?
Oh, yeah. So I had a math class in, what, 10th grade, I think?
Perfect time for math.
Yeah. And what I would do in the winter in this math class is I'd walk into class, I'd have my winter coat on. I put my hood up, and I just go to sleep. I just put my hood, put my face down.
Yeah,
just fucking pass out. Nah,
walk in, go, good morning, everybody. What is it?
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning, and then, y'all.
And then I would go to sleep.
That's great.
And one day the teacher threw an eraser at my head to wake me up, and it left like a chalk print on my hood. So I went, what the fuck, bitch?
Nice.
Yeah. So I got in trouble for calling her a bitch, which I should have.
Yeah, yeah. Fair.
But then I was like, so she's like, you got to go to the principal's office. And they're like, okay, why are you here? And I was like, call my teacher a bitch. And I'm like, why? And then I pointed, I was like, she threw an eraser in my head. So she got in trouble too.
Oh, nice.
So that's pretty fun.
My buddy,
we both got in trouble. I got in trouble also.
Yeah, of course.
Because they're like, you can't.
But both is better than one.
That's what I've always said in regards to sex.
Mm-hmm. Both is better than one.
Both people is better than one. Because if it was one, it's just jacking off.
One is just jacking off. Amen, sister. My buddy wouldn't stand up for the anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher kept getting mad and said that she'd take points away from his grade, which is illegal.
Yeah.
And then she did it at the end of the year. She took points away. And then he talked to not the NAACP, whatever the other one is.
ACLU?
ACLU, and they sent a letter and threatened to sue her. So she had to fix his grade.
That's so funny.
So sick. Shout out to Chris, my best friend in high school.
Oh, that was Chris?
Yeah, it was Chris.
Hell yeah. Shout out.
Fucking
that's
little
so
anarchist.
So funny.
Yeah, dude. That fucking sucked.
That's so funny to be like, hey, I got the ACLU on that ass.
She's like, fine.
Fine. Yeah, you pass.
She sucked. One of the worst people I've ever met. Rudest people.
Here's the thing. I'm of two minds of this. One, why are you going to be a teacher and seem to hate kids? But two, you teach kids for a while. You're going to
hate
their
kids.
Ass. You're going to hate
kids. I get it.
Ass.
I totally get it.
If I taught kids for, I don't know, 8 minutes, I'd be like, I'm going to fucking hit you.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's why I love teaching kids. I get to hit them.
Yeah, man. That's really.
They know I can hit them.
You get paid extra for it.
I get paid extra. The parents are like, oh, fucking hit them harder.
Hit them harder.
I'm like, you got it.
Teach my kid how to take a piss. And you're like,
that's not my job. I just fucking judo trip kids hard as shit and then viral.
Dude, my fucking elementary school music teacher, he just fucking full on. Yoked a kid up once.
No way.
Just fucking picked him up by the throat.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
That's awesome. Worth.
Mr. Pesco.
Pesco, that's worth going to school to get your bachelor's.
Uh-huh.
And then starting to sub to the point where then you become hired as a normal teacher.
Yeah.
And then you get to yoke a kid from the throat.
You get to yoke a kid up because he disrespected you.
You don't fucking cross the line, dude.
You don't disrespect an Italian man.
That's irresponsible of you. What do you think was going to happen?
Choke you?
That's insane.
You're born with the innate ability to hit a child as an Italian person.
Oh, man. It's like your palms are itchy, but specifically for child's skin.
Yeah. I'll tell you how many kids I've hit in my life.
How many?
None, and it's annoying.
Yeah. What about when you were a kid?
Yeah.
It doesn't count, though.
Doesn't count.
It's not as satisfying.
Slapped a kid in the face.
That's sick.
That was fun.
Yeah, look at my legs look. Look at that. You see that?
Yeah, look fine.
Come on.
You do.
Look at that definition.
You do better.
I can. Oh, anyone, everyone, and anyone can do better.
No,
that's not what I asked. Is that what I asked? Did I ask? Could I do better?
Yes.
That's not what I asked.
Yes, you did.
That's not what I asked. I rode my bike here from our apartment.
Yeah,
I haven't done that in a long time.
How'd that feel?
Great, except again, still sensitive on the gooch.
Yeah,
I haven't built up the numbed it out.
It taint what it used to be.
It the calluses on my taint have gone away,
bro. Okay.
Emotional, yeah.
The taint callus.
Taint callus.
Do you think it helps or hinders with shitting?
Neither. I don't think it has any effect.
Okay, no
I've never noticed it on shitting. But one time when I used to ride bikes in South Florida, me and a couple friends rode down in the critical mass in Miami and then rode afterwards.
Yeah.
I think we rode like a total of like 75 miles in a night.
Which is a lot.
Which is a lot for a bicycle that doesn't stop or can coast. The next morning, I almost shit my pants because my asshole was so tired.
The coasting is really what gets
you. Can't coast on a track bike. Brakeless track bike or get the fuck out.
You ever,
Makaframa.
You ever... Okay. Hmm. What's a... I got it. What's... I got it. No, I got it. No, I figured it out.
Say it.
Okay. What is a... What's a fixed gear rider's least favorite radio program?
What track by... I don't know.
Coast to Coast AM.
Yeah, that's good. That's okay. Yeah. That makes sense the whole time.
Yeah. You ever listen to Coast AM?
No idea what it is.
It's about aliens and shit.
No shit.
Yeah. It was on for like forever.
Oh, that sounds way cooler than I thought it was going to be. It's that was really like some cool morning shit.
No. Coast to Coast AM. It was like a late night show.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Yeah. A guy with big glasses hosted.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. It was on for a long time. People would call in talking about seeing aliens and stuff.
So sick.
It was cool.
Bunch of
that
liars.
Was some shit that you
I
would. Yeah,
that.
Yeah. That was some shit that we would be like, oh, we'd like listen to it while we were on tour and stuff.
Yeah.
It's fun. Just
weird. Don't do some questions. We have a bunch of questions.
We have a bunch of questions.
Want to do the drink? What do we want to do? Let's do drink.
You want to do the drink and
let's
then questions?
Let's do drink and then questions.
How far in are we? Oh, yeah, we're 20 in, baby.
Dude, we cruise on this fucking podcast. Where is it? Pop
it's
it up.
Down on the ground.
Let me get it. Is it my turn?
Probably.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to
Energy Drink Corner.
Boo-boo! Energy juice. We got Monsters Pink, Monster Juice, Pipeline Punch. That's a good name.
Pretty good, right?
Pipeline, baby.
Mahalo.
Surfing. Mahalo. 16% juice is pretty high for EG.
That's pretty high.
For an ED, pardon me. L-carnitine plus B vitamins and taurine. Banzai. Okay, hold on. Monster juice, energy plus juice. Banzai Pipeline, the world's most famous wave on Oahu's fabled North Shore. Been there. Comes alive.
That's
just
the Big Island.
The Big Island.
Man. Big Island.
That's
big
not,
up.
I don't think that's it.
I'm from Hawaii. Big up. Big up massive to the little island, Honolulu.
In honor of this epic force of nature, we created Juice Monster Pipeline Punch, the perfect blend of the best flavors Hawaii has to offer. Passion fruit, orange, guava, then monsterize, in quotes, with a full load of our famous energy blend. And just like the wave it was named for, it is destined to become a legend. Unleash the beast.
Did you know people call me Juice Monster?
They do know that. Carbonated water, sugar, glucose, apple juice, concentrate, orange juice.
Apple juice?
Torn. Yeah.
I love apple juice.
Guava
dude.
Puree, sodium citrate, potassium sorbate, caffeine, gum arabic, sodium benzoate. Okay, you don't need to know everything.
No.
B12, 100%, 200%. Sugars, 23.
100%, 200%. You're just saying numbers. 500%, 1,000.
I got to be honest. I'm actually really excited to taste this.
I think it looks good. It was I went to the Rite Aid,
mm-hmm.
and this was I would say that
bottoms
the,
up.
I would say that the energy drink selection there was low. I went there 2 days ago and got some energy drinks. They were on sale.
Oh boy,
Red Bulls were on sale.
Ba, 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 ba.
So we got a good one.
Woo!
You scared the cat.
Very guava. Oh, I would say mucho guava.
Oh, that's good, baby.
That's very nice.
That's
man,
really nice.
Monster has been hitting it out of the park with their juice
with
boys.
All of the ones that are not the original
all
flavor.
Of the, I mean, all of the non-originals. The coffee one's a little admittedly weird.
Fuck you.
It's weird to drink coffee. But man.
We're in fuck coffee, Monster gang.
Yeah. Love coffee. Love Monster. Just don't
gang. Never the twain shall meet.
That's fun. That's
rocks.
A fun bevy.
This one rocks
I want
ass.
That on the beach. I want that. While I'm holding a frisbee,
I want to go to
and I'm chucking it at my boy.
I want to go to Oahu.
I'm chucking it at my boy. Give it some. Give me some of that.
Damn, they got red number 40 in here.
Four. I'm going to give it a four. Solid four.
Yeah, that's a four, baby.
Woo!
Damn, that's good. Me likey. Here's the thing. I'll just never feel comfortable drinking a can of Monster in public.
I think this one, because it's a little hidden on the logo,
it's
kind of good.
That's not hidden. Show it off. You see that.
It's not neon green and black.
What about this?
There you go.
It's the size.
Mm-hmm. Just put in a beer. Empty a beer. Buy a beer.
Yeah, buy a beer.
There you go. Officer, no. This is Monster Energy drink in a PBR can.
I know a guy who would go to the deli. He'd get a seltzer, a can of seltzer and a can of beer. You chug the seltzer or pour it out.
No.
And then pour the beer into the seltzer can and then drink it on the train.
Yeah.
At that point, just admit you have a problem.
Is he pre-gaming or is it like an everyday?
This is on the way home from work.
That's a bit much, but I mean, depends on the
kind of
job.
He used to be a comedian, but he quit. I'll tell you his name when we're not recording.
I can't wait. We'll tweet it. Follow us at A Little Time Pod.
We'll tweet out an alcoholic's name. Bitch, you ain't anonymous no more.
You got. I'll tell you.
Much respect to the program, but these motherfuckers talk about it a lot.
I'm in the program. Stop telling people. The guava in the punch is a phenomenal combination.
Love it. Guava.
I'm so excited about
guava.
This. I feel revitalized
guava,
by drinking this.
Guava banana.
I talked to my dad on the phone, like I said.
Guava banana.
20% of the conversation was about Colombian fruits because we watched that video.
Yeah, we watched that eater video about the fruit market in
Colombia.
Colombia? What town was it in?
I can't remember. But Colombia has
Caracas.
Not in Caracas. That's in Venezuela.
No.
Colombia has a very high level of biodiversity. But yeah, I think it's Medellin.
Medellin.
That's like saying it's in California. It's like, oh, okay. So there's a lot of weird...
Curacao.
A lot of weird fruits and vegetables that don't grow anywhere else. They're fucking insane.
Because it's like, oh, here's the mountains. Oh, 50 miles away is the desert.
Yeah, literally it's like that.
Yeah.
So there's this fruit. I can't remember the tomatillo.
Tapatillo, the...
Not maracuja.
Tapatillo, the hot sauce.
Can you pull your phone up, please? I can't use mine. Just type in orange Colombian fruit with black seeds.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to type that many words.
Well, there's just a lot of really, really cool... I'd recommend you checking it out if you are at all interested. But Colombia...
Is there a spot in New York where you could get that shit?
I've never really looked that hard. I know there's a couple Colombian
Lulo?
Bakeries.
Guanabana?
Yeah. This one.
What's it called?
Oh, Granadilla.
Granadilla.
Granadilla. It's insane. It's like, it looks like an orange, but it's like an eggshell. Yeah, I mean, it's not, yeah. It's weirdly like an eggshell, like to crack it open.
It's in Bogota.
In Bogota.
Bogota.
You have to soften it up. Bogota.
Oh.
It's like an eggshell. It's fucking weird.
It's like that.
And you crack it open, and it looks like spider eggs. Like, it's like black seeds covered like a clear white gumminess, and it tastes so good.
Guayaba.
Yeah, it's like a guava mango thing.
Gulupa.
Galupa. I don't know what that is. The fruit is close to
it. It's a purple fruit. No, no.
Oh, maracuja, yeah.
Pitaya. Yeah, that's just dragon fruit.
That's just dragon fruit. But there's this other one.
Granadilla
is the best one.
Utuva.
That's a fantastic photo.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Curuba,
yeah.
Lulo.
Lulo's fantastic. That, it looks crazy, right? Like, it looks like a fucking clear tomato.
Yeah.
And guanabana.
Limon mandarino.
I'm not done on guanabana. Mora's fucking great.
Mora.
Guanabana, they make a juice out of that's just fucking delicious. It looks, I'll admit, it's quite cum-y in appearance.
I would love to drink that.
If you ever go to like a Venezuelan restaurant or a Colombian restaurant, there's just less of them, they have a guanabana juice, and it's
Mangostino. That sounds like an Italian guy's name.
Yeah. Hey, Mangostino.
It's Federico Mangostino.
What was the point of this? But the guava...
You talk to your father on the phone.
Talk to my father on the phone, man. He gave me a lot of details about truck driving every time.
How's it going in the post-COVID world?
He's okay. It's just, like, weird. But he's, like, really excited because he's close to retirement.
That's good.
He's a couple years away.
Imagine retiring.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was talking to my brother. He's like, I'm technically retired.
That's so funny.
It's crazy because he was in the army for so long, but now he's. I'm so proud of him. He's fucking starting a new career, a new life with being a chef. He's
Imagine if he didn't, man.
Yeah.
Imagine if he just
chilled out,
left the army, and was like, "Yeah, I'm good."
People could do that.
Yeah.
Let's go to the army, dude.
No.
It'd be so funny,
dude.
Like, we'll sign up, but we have to be together.
We have to be together.
That's the only thing I ask.
If we're not together, I'll shoot myself in the foot. And I'll make you watch it. They're like, he's like, I'm just a recruiter. I have nothing.
I will make you watch
I'll
it.
I'll come back. I'll be back.
And you write that line down. Like, that's a good line.
I'll be back.
Let's do some questions.
I'll be back.
Hey, great job, Scott. 3 cheers for Scott.
I watched a video yesterday of Jason Alexander teaching Larry David how to be George. It's very funny.
Oh, I got to watch that.
Yeah, it's like a little behind the scenes thing of like from the Curb Your Enthusiasm Seinfeld reunion.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Jason Alexander literally going line by line with Larry David on set, telling him how he would say the line.
That's so funny.
And it's so funny to see him like switch.
Yeah.
From Jason Alexander to George. And you're like, oh, you were like acting.
Yeah, he was acting.
It's so crazy.
Shout out to Jerry Stiller, the god.
Shout
Rest
out.
In power, my man.
R.I.P. to the god, Jerry Stiller. R.I.P. to Fred Willard.
Oh, man, yeah. What we lost two good ones.
And R.I.P. to the United States of America.
We're going downhill.
Anyway.
It's the end of Rome, bitch.
Who cares?
I will fight for the things I want to eat.
Wait, dude. I got to show you this.
Okay.
Juba sent me this. Yeah, the air conditioning.
Is that me?
It's Papa John working out, but look at the way he's working out. Papa Bless or Papa Flex.
Dude, you're doing like 0.25% of this extension.
Look how vascular he is.
He's vascular.
The vascularity is off the charts. Would you say that?
Yeah, man.
Would you say the vascularity?
What's his shirt?
It's him selling. It's his merch.
Is he doing okay?
No. So it looks like the
Virgin Mary.
The Virgin Mary, but it's his head.
Uh-huh.
And it says Papa Bless.
What a dumb bitch.
Do you see the video from his house tour?
I watched a second of it. It makes me sad.
Yeah, it's not great.
Because he has a hideous house and he's so sad.
Yeah.
You can just see it, man. He's fucking sad. It's weird how, like, success can, like, exasperate certain feelings. And, like, oh, you're super alone.
Exacerbate?
What did I say?
Exasperate?
Oh, exacerbate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exasperate means to make tired.
Oh, whoops. Wait.
That's fine.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Masturbate.
It masturbates my feelings.
Man, I'll be out here just masturbating my feelings.
Yeah, he's a sad bitch.
Do you think he's mad because he's not like famous?
Is that what it is? I don't know. Yeah, it's the thing. It's like, what do you want?
What do you want? Because you have a lot of money.
You got kicked out of your own company, which I get, but that's on you, dude.
That's on you.
Fucking alcoholic.
Stop saying the N-word.
Oh, I forgot he did that.
He did the N-word in a meeting.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Dumb bitch. Yeah, fuck you, man. I hope I fucking...
Yeah, man. You know what I'm not saying when people...
Where's his house? Because that's the first place I'm going to go when the shit hits the fan.
You're going to go to Papa John's house? What do you mean
the
shit has hit the fan?
When we all agree that it's over.
Oh.
Shit is close to hitting the fan.
When society is over?
When society truly crumbles... And it becomes martial law, and you could looting is normal when there's no more like the gas, electricity gets caught. There's nothing.
Yeah. You know where I want to go?
Where are you gonna go?
The Greek.
But who's gonna get you there?
You.
All right, I'll get you there.
You're gonna get me to the Greek.
It's so far away.
Yeah, get me to the Greek.
All right, man.
It's just a guy in Astoria that I know.
I take you to any diner.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, those are good questions. Thank you for submitting questions. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at A Little Time Pod.
Mm-hmm.
You could also email alittletimepod@gmail.com. You don't got to know our password. You don't have to know anything. You just go, hey, I wonder what the lads think about this. You could also, you could ask us questions.
Yeah.
You could also ask, our opinion on things. It doesn't have to be like advice necessarily. It could be like, what do I think about this?
We got some other stuff.
We'll give you some stuff.
Okay. Though this one is just more of a comment.
Love it.
Just big respect for not becoming psychopaths during this.
Oh.
And saluting common energy drinks.
We love that. Shout out.
Thank you.
No sweat.
I have not become a psychopath because I was already there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm great. My mind is so strong. It's crazy.
I'm doing well.
You went over a hump.
I'm over a hump, and I'm doing well.
You're doing good.
I had a full meltdown yesterday about food.
Oh, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
You want to get into it now?
I don't care.
Okay.
Should we get into it now?
Sure, yeah. This leads into it.
Yeah. So, I had a plan last night.
Ooh.
I was supposed to get a pizza.
Ooh.
And watch a movie.
Oh, I love that combo.
On FaceTime with my girlfriend.
I love your girlfriend.
And I think she's fine. But we were going to both have pizza and both watch a movie. It'd be very nice.
I love you, Sarah.
It'd be very nice.
Beautiful, Sarah.
And
kiss you in the mouth.
So
don't listen. Just keep talking.
Yeah, okay. So please stop talking about how you're going to kiss my girlfriend.
No, just on the mouth.
No, this is the one thing I have that you don't. His girlfriend.
Specifically Sarah.
I have two things that you don't.
Uh-huh.
I would say a girlfriend.
Okay.
And I'd say a pretty competent reading level.
Man, I can't argue those things.
I would say, because when I was at like fifth grade, they're like, you read at a 12th grade reading level. And then in 12th grade, they're like, you read at a fifth grade reading level. What happened here?
I evened it out.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Sorry, continue. Friday, movie, pizza,
we were supposed to
FaceTime.
Have movie, pizza, FaceTime. We were going to watch the movie Picnic at Hanging Rock.
I don't know what that is.
A classic piece of Australian cinema that I have not seen.
Oh, look at me tits.
Yeah, me tits.
Oh, all right.
All right. Yeah, fuck me in the ass, yeah. we were supposed to do that. And but so the we're in Greenpoint.
Look at me, Bona. Yeah, sorry. I was like, last one.
We're in Greenpoint.
Yep.
And I was like, well, I'll get a pizza from Screamers.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked by it earlier in the day to see what time
they close.
They close at 9.
Beautiful time.
Yeah, and we were going to watch a movie at 10. So I was like, all right, we'll call them around 8. The pizza will get here close to 9. We'll wait a little bit, and then I'll watch the movie.
Fantastic.
And they just fully stopped delivering and picking up their phone. Not even I would have even done a pickup.
Yeah. They just stopped answering the phone?
So I called them, and they picked up the phone, and they just sounded like they just put the phone down. And I was on hold or whatever with them for like 8 or 9 minutes. And then I hung up. I was like, maybe they just fucked up and forgot.
Forgot. Sometimes that happens.
And then I called back and they're like, this phone is not answering. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Here's the thing. I don't want people to think like, oh, it's a very difficult time. We get that. But then don't say your time is this and not make it that. And let's say they ran out of ingredients because it's hard to get. Fine. Tell me that.
Just say it.
Treat me like a human being.
Yeah.
Treat me like a white human being.
Yeah. Yeah, treat him like a white human being.
Come on, don't stop treating me like that way now.
But yeah, so then I was like, all right. Maybe I can get pizza from Pauly G's because I walked by there and it was open. But they're not doing online orders at all.
Oh.
They seem to be. Maybe you can call them, but that's it. And then Vinny's wasn't delivering either.
Jesus.
But they were open.
Why not deliver? This is the great time to make money this way.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, man.
Or like their online, whatever, like Grubhub and Seamless was all like down.
Sure. That's so frustrating. So what'd you do?
So then I walked around for a while. I went out and I walked. I was mad because I was like, I'm not fucking cooking tonight.
No.
Just like getting so
You
mad.
Already decided you're not
cooking. I already decided
it,
I'm not cooking
it.
And I'm fucking mad about it. I walk around. I go into a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, there's some stuff here. And then I was like, oh, wait, I'm not cooking. And I turned around and left. Like, fuck this.
I made a promise.
So then I walked down. I walked down over at like Greenpoint Avenue. So I walked down to McGinnis and I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to Taco Bell, baby.
There you go.
Taco Bell KFC. So it's 8. I walk in the door of the Taco Bell at 8:57.
Okay.
And the guy behind the counter looks at me and does this. Just like, no.
You didn't close yet. It's not, I walked in the door. It's not closing time.
There's people in front of me in line. And I just like, I was fucking. I'm just walking around fucking steaming.
Infuriating.
So then I'm all the way, and I ended up walking all the way up Bedford for like a while.
Whoa.
Like past.
What time is it at this point?
It's after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And I was mad. I was like, I'm not fucking watching the movie tonight, being like a little bitch about it.
Mm.
But I was mad. And I also like didn't know how long it would take me to get food.
Sure.
So then I walk up. I'm like up Bedford, and I'm at like, I'd say South 4th. And I'm like, there's no food over here.
Yeah.
Why am I walking over here? So I walk back down Bedford. Vinny's is open.
Okay.
And you can order at the window.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know the window next to the booth? So you can order there, and you can get a regular vegan slice, or you can get a vegan vodka slice.
Oh, you like that slice.
But it doesn't have anything on it, I found out.
What do you mean?
It just has vodka sauce as the sauce.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. I guess you can add anything you want.
Okay.
But I didn't know that. So I got 2 vegan vodka slices,
mm-hmm.
and then I sat on the stoop.
Nice.
Yeah.
Stoop life.
I sat on the stoop, ate that,
mm-hmm.
and then it took me about, it was about 10:30 by the time I wasn't mad anymore. I'm just sitting there fucking mad.
Furious. Yeah, I get that.
Everyone's looking at me. I'm like, stop fucking looking at me.
Eyes over there.
Hey, walk this Dude, everyone walking around last night in Williamsburg, Greenpoint, everyone was so fucking drunk.
Really?
It was crazy.
Yeah, I have no reason not to. You're fucking no
Everyone's
job.
Drunk. They shut down Berry.
Oh, wow.
And you can just hang out in it. There's people just like no
like
cars.
In the street?
No cars can go on
Whoa,
Berry.
Oh, that's cool. They usually do that with Bedford in the summer.
Yeah, so they did it. They just picked like random streets to close, and they picked Berry. So like literally over by the gym.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was just people in like lawn chairs in the middle of the street.
Wow, Williamsburg MMA, shout out.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So like over by the whatever that like coffee shop that's like a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a bunch of people there. I was like, get the fuck out of my way.
Hey.
I'm walking. Hey, I'm walking here. That's like a New York City
thing.
That's
a New York City thing. I say it twice a day probably.
Hey, I'm walking here. So that's what I did last night. I got really mad.
Inferring. So you didn't see the movie?
Didn't watch the movie.
Okay.
I was mad.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. It's not going anywhere.
That's true.
It's old.
It's Old Boy?
It's Old Boy. It's okay. The movie Old Boy.
Oh, Old Boy. It's a Josh Groban movie.
Josh Groban. What is Josh Groban's song?
What is a Josh Groban song?
Mm-hmm.
He does the one that goes like this.
Oh, you raise me up so I can fly on mountains.
Yeah, Celine Dion discovered his ass.
You raise me up.
Should I do movies? I'm like, nah, bitch, get out of here.
Uh-uh.
We don't want you in here.
Uh-uh.
Go Damn. Back to the song singing.
My
room.
Man puts out a lot of live albums.
Yeah, man. Of course he does. He's
probably because like, he doesn't want to fucking
sit in a booth.
Write new shit. Live at the Greek. He got him to the Greek.
Hey
Josh Groban, you got him to the Groban Greek.
Groban to the Greek.
Yeah.
That's the name of the episode.
Groban. No, it's
Groban,
not.
Groban to the Greek.
It's called Quarantine Special Episode Number 8.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, it's okay. I forgot what we were doing.
We don't name these ones.
What's the next question? When I wake up.
Most overrated shoe company.
Most overrated shoe company. Whoa. What an interesting question.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's yours?
I mean, Yeezys aren't a company. They're.
But I'm going to say Adidas.
Yeah.
I think it's Adidas. I never seen Adidas shoe, and I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Other than, like, a Samba.
I was going to say, yeah, Sambas are great, but, like, I wouldn't wear them now.
No.
Superstars are fucking ugly and chunky.
Yeah, they're big.
Yeezys are fucking overrated and lame.
What is it, the Campus?
I had a pair of Campuses. Those are okay.
But everything is like...
No, I think you nailed it.
I never see an Adidas shoe and I'm like, fuck yeah!
Yeah.
Plus they put out those Jeremy Scott shoes, the ugliest shoes that have literally ever existed.
I fucking hate those. Jeremy Scott sucks.
The ugliest shoes that have... ever existed.
It's like he's what? Like a 4-year-old. He's like, what if I just add wings to everything?
What if I made it? What if I made the shoe a teddy bear?
Shut the fuck up!
Shut up!
Shoe.
How about this? Pay your fucking taxes. Pay your taxes. Vote.
Yeah, Adidas, good one. That one.
Yeah,
fuck Adidas. Fuck out of here.
Okay,
bitch ass.
I think Adidas shoes are my least favorite, but they have some of my favorite clothing.
Fair.
Adidas tracksuit.
Iconic.
Sick.
Iconic piece.
They make
of
cool
clothing.
little tiny shorts.
I love a tiny short. I just got two more in the mail.
They do a lot of soccer jerseys.
Fair. But the question was?
Shoe.
And that's our answer. I agree. Adidas, no thank you. Unless you want to give us some vegan ones. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, they came out with a full vegan line this year, I think.
Oh, we got to look at those and they might change my answer.
Vegan superstar.
Vegan They're Samba. Ugly, even chunkier. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, we shoved it with a bunch of hay. We shoved a bunch of hay into it because you're vegan. And you're like, what?
I think Valentino shoes are kind of ugly. I think Jimmy Choo's shoes are fucking ugly.
Yeah, all that shit.
A lot of that stuff sucks. They're just expensive. Gucci has some kind of cool ones.
Any, like...
Fendi has ugly shoes. Or Fenty.
Fendi?
Fendi, yeah.
Do you mean Fenty,
Not
Rihanna's
the makeup.
Makeup
Not
brand?
The makeup.
Yeah. Any luxury sneaker is disgusting. Wait, Common Projects.
Common Projects
that's
are the worst.
That's the most overrated
that's
shoe.
That's the fucking
common
answer.
Common Projects.
I knew it was something.
Fuck Common Projects.
Fuck Common Projects. If you wear a Common Project, you can go fuck yourself.
I saw a guy yesterday in Common Projects in a Discharge t-shirt.
Oh, what a fucking idiot.
I was in the park and I'm like, what the
Dude,
fuck is this?
If you wear...
Dude, I went to the park yesterday, A lot of fucking really heavy tits out there.
Oh, man, a lot of Lucy's?
Yeah, just in general. Just
heavy boys?
Just fucking...
God bless them. I love them all. I love them all.
You know, like in a cartoon or like an old comedy movie, when they were on a stage and like a sandbag would come down and hit a guy in the head and knock him out. I want that, but with a breast.
I want that with a tanny.
I want that with just a breast on top of my head.
If you decide to wear Common Projects Chelsea boots, I'll be like, okay, you kind of. I'll give you that a little bit. You could get a cheaper Chelsea boot.
Chelsea boots.
Yeah.
Do they look like boots or they look like Common Projects?
They look like Chelsea boots. They just have the fucking number on the thing on the side. Which you can't really see it unless you're closer, which I'm like, okay, fine. But also, you're making something that doesn't need to be that expensive, extremely expensive.
$420
sneakers. Payless looking sneakers. You're a fucking idiot if you wear those.
Dude, those things fucking
fuck suck. You. Those things are hideous. Hey, can we get some Stan Smiths that are uglier?
Watching that guy there's this guy on YouTube who like cuts shoes open to look inside them to see if they're worth the money.
Funny.
And he was like, what the fuck? No.
Yeah.
Which
like,
is so weird.
Fully no.
Because, like, it's weird because, like, the heel was, like, nailed on.
Yeah.
Like a dress shoe. But then it was, like, cheap leather. And there was, like, a shank in there.
So
like,
weird.
It was so weird.
Like, if you're going to sell something that's expensive, because I'll give you two reasons. Either very high quality of good, of material.
Yeah.
Or it's made in America. Those are the two routes I can see.
But these are made in Italy.
Oh, Italy's a great point, too. But it needs to be, there needs to be a reason other than just the name of the brand to why you're adding this much value.
But what even is the brand? Do they make their name on $400 sneakers?
Yeah.
So they started at $400 sneakers and people were like, they got to be good.
Yes.
Fuck that shit.
It's literally
Have you seen that sneaker like startup where they send you sneakers in the mail, but they come in like quarter sizes?
Oh, no.
So it's like, oh, man, my left foot is a 10.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But my right foot's a 10 and a quarter.
That's cool.
And
do they look good?
No.
Of course not.
Of course they don't.
Of course not.
Why would that look good?
Yeah. That's what a company needs to do. Is let's say Nike, you do this special thing. They send you something, and it molds your feet, and you send it back. And they're like, okay, we know exactly what your size is. When you order, we'll just send you that exact size.
You know
size.
How unbelievably that expensive that would be?
Yeah.
A custom cast foot shoe for Nike.
Yeah, right. I'm just throwing ideas out there. Next question.
I love ideas.
Fuck Common Projects.
Fuck Common Projects. Suck my fucking dick.
Bitch ass.
Every day.
Ugly.
Suck my dick
every day.
Somebody asked if we have an ironic favorite wrestler or fighter.
Why would I like a fighter ironically, though?
I don't know. Maybe just throwing it out there.
I'm trying to think of, like, the...
Oh, like, why?
Why I would, so I figure out if I do have one. Okay. In that way, I could see that they're not necessarily good, but I just enjoy them.
Yeah, or there's something about them.
Okay. I would say my favorite fighter that I like, ironically, in the way I'm saying it, I don't necessarily like his fighting. I don't think he's a good fighter. I don't think that he's, like...
You like his style?
Well, the reason I like him is a style, because it's weird. There's a fighter named Brian Ebersole. I believe that's his name.
Is he Dick Ebersole from NBC's?
Can you look it up, actually, real quick? I'm sorry. I don't have my phone. Look at the sacrifice I'm making for the podcast. Admit that I'm making a...
Oh, my... I'm tight, right? I fucking did.
So Brian Ebersole,
I did 100 swings 3 days ago.
He's a legendary fighter. He's fought so much, so many fights. He also would shave an arrow on his chest here, pointing at his face.
So, like, where to punch?
Yeah. He fought in the UFC for a minute. Yeah. He's just, like, a legendary fighter of, like, just who would fight anyone at any time, fought in a ton of different weight classes, but, like, wasn't
weird.
Great.
His record is low.
Let me see.
5-3?
That's in the UFC.
In the UFC, okay.
Yeah, if you find his, like, all-time record. But he's one of those guys where you're just like...
Yeah, he fought in lightweight, welterweight, middleweight, light heavyweight, and heavyweight.
That's insane. Nobody does that, you know? Like,
okay. He's 51, 18, 1, and 1.
That's a great record, man.
That's a really good record for that many fights.
He's really good at jiu-jitsu. He's like a really good ground guy. I know he teaches now over in Thailand at Tiger Muay Thai. He like does the MMA program there.
And fighting out of Phuket, Thailand.
Yeah. And from, like, people that I know that have met him, they're like, he just seems like he's, like, a really genuine and cool guy. But, like, in terms of, like, I don't like the MMA is become... They're trying to make it more and more like a sport. I don't like that.
What do you mean?
Like the uniforms and the very like clean cut commentary and the like just making it very sterile.
Yeah.
MMA, I think, is at its best when it's a little bit of a freak show.
Okay.
And he was, I think, a great pioneer of the freak show of MMA.
Interesting. When do you think it went down?
I think the Reebok deal really did a lot to ruin that part of MMA. Like, it really took away. I mean, fighters used to fight with the word Condom Depot on their shorts.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, fighting was crazy, weird.
Yeah.
Like, there was a brand called Dynamic Fasteners who sponsored a ton of fighters to the point where people were like, what the fuck is a dynamic fastener?
Yeah.
It would just say dynamic fastener. Like, it was insane.
What is it?
It's this guy who owns a company called Dynamic Fasteners that do some fucking construction thing.
Yeah.
He just likes MMA.
That's cool.
And like, helped a lot of fighters make money. Like, that's a huge part of, I think, in my opinion, one of the cool things that makes MMA so fucking rad and weird was that, like, you could just sponsor a fighter if you have enough money. Like, now it's you can't do it.
In the UFC.
But since UFC is the pinnacle, that's where all eyes are. Unfortunately, Pride was so mafia run and like
Japanese mafia.
The Yakuza had an office building in the same office space in the same building as Pride.
Yeah.
So Brian Ebersol is my answer. But okay. Great. Now that I thought about the question, I'm like, that's actually a really good question.
Yeah. Let's see.
Sakuraba. I mean, you know.
Who are some of my ironic wrestlers that I like?
Orange Cassidy, I mean, kind of.
Yeah, but he's
not
good.
Okay. You're right. He just starts in a certain way.
Yeah. He's funny. But if someone was like, my favorite wrestler is Orange Cassidy, I'd be like, yeah. Like, it's not weird
if
someone's favorite wrestler is Orange Cassidy.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I don't know. Fuck, it's really hard. Because with wrestling, it's more like either it's kind of like you're good or you're bad.
Right, right.
I really like I don't know, because he's just a star. Like, I really like the Big Boss Man, but he was a star.
Oh, you like the Big Boss Man?
I really like the Big Boss
Man. What did you like about him?
The fact that he looked like my uncle. He really looked like my uncle.
You're right on that one, man.
He really looked like my uncle.
A cop. Why would you like a cop?
I was fucking five.
All right, fair. That was the era I watched wrestling. I remember that.
Did you watch it when he was wearing like weird tactical gear?
Yeah.
When he made Al Snow eat his own dog.
Yeah.
And when he went to the Big Show's dad's funeral and hooked the casket up to a car and drove it around the cemetery.
Jesus Christ, wrestling is so insane.
Yeah. So probably Big Boss Man. I'd say Big Boss Man for that.
That's a fun one. Yeah, it's a good answer. Yeah. Good question, actually. That's a much
like
better
that.
Question than I thought it was in the beginning.
Yeah.
MMA is so sick, dude. I fucking love it.
As two very fashionable fellas, what are your favorite styles/looks on the ladies?
Oh. Styles or looks? I like when women kind of do a little bit of a tomboy thing in terms of like a...
Because he's gay.
Because I'm gay. Okay, like a denim, like a worn out denim and like a fucking, just like a cool band shirt. I think always looks good on women.
Yeah.
Not always looks, but looks good on certain women a lot. That usually kind of tugs at my heartstrings a little bit more than
I like a leather jacket.
Leather jacket is rad.
Yeah. I think it's less of a style and more of style.
Yeah. Yes. We talked about isn't it weird that like, so you could take a person and dress them very boring and you'd be like, okay, fine. But if you give them, if they have style and they show style, it's inherently more attractive.
Yeah.
And it's such an interesting, like, what part of our like cerebral or like caveman brain is it like making us aware of and like turning us on?
I don't know.
It's such a weird thing to be.
Yeah.
I think it shows that you're interesting to a degree.
Yeah. Yeah. There's stuff that a woman can wear. It's so funny because it's like if a woman wears things. And even, like, individually, you can be like, those things are cool. And you put them together. You're like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just...
Yeah. It's just, like, I hate boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I rewatched Booksmart the other night. And whoever did the costume design, I think, did a really good job. Because, like, some of the outfits that the two main girls wear, I'm like, these are good outfits. I'd like these outfits.
So you like watching...
Teen girls. Yes.
Young, underage girls.
I like to support them as stars of a film. Yes.
You like to see a teen girl and you go, ooh,
dude,
yummy.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Ooh, I didn't say yummy, that shit. I didn't say those words. Ooh. I didn't say those words.
I'm Diego Lopez, and when I see a teenage girl,
what the fuck
girl,
was it coming from?
I say yummy.
Yummy.
I say yummy.
Yeah, style is inherently attractive, even if I don't necessarily...
Not if some shit that's fucking whack as shit. Because there's some shit that people wear that is
makes
just like...
less attractive.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Or some shit that's just like... I don't know.
I'm trying to think of what...
Wearing some boring ass shit. Just being like, hey, this is a thing with a bunch of sequins on it. Isn't right. that stylish? And you're like, no, it's flashy.
And what's funny is like on comedian Twitter, a lot of them... A lot of women tweet comedians who are women who identify as comedians, make jokes about Brandy Melville, and yeah. I think her clothes fucking suck, and it's like it's just the Gap. I don't know why people are weird about it, but those clothes suck.
Yeah. Is there
more questions?
It's just like that's like
God. He's stuff. A bathroom dude. Keep talking.
No, there's more questions. Okay, wait a second. There's two questions that were only for me, so you can go. Is Mike wearing pants and why? Always. I'm never not wearing pants. I love wearing pants. They're the best. I rarely wear shorts. Big. I like to wake up and immediately get dressed. I don't like lounge clothes. I'm not a comfortable person in general. I like to just wake up, really put on stuff with zippers, belts, buttons. Constriction is good. I like it a lot. I'm more comfortable in pants and like a full outfit than I am in like a hoodie and shorts and like, you know, like lounge clothing. I don't like it that much. When I wear sweatpants, it feels odd. This feels like a real me thing. Like I should get this looked into or something. Why doesn't Mike like comfort? Why doesn't Mike enjoy to loosen up a little bit? And here's my thing. I think the world is too loose. I remember back in the day, you had to wear a damn suit to get on a plane, you know? You had to wear a suit and a hat and a briefcase to fly from New York to Chicago. That was called the businessman's trip. New York to Chicago and back in the same day. I remember back in the day, you had to wear a suit armor to get on a plane. You had to put on a whole suit armor. The metal face part and everything. A lance. You had to check your damn horse. I think that's when this country was good. I think this country was good when you had to wear a full suit armor to get on a plane. And you had to check your horse at the airport. And you'd get a whole can of soda. And they'd open the can of soda and just pour it in a cup. You get a whole can of soda on the plane. Back when this country was good. They say, damn, peanuts? And you go, yes. And you didn't have to worry about allergies. Ain't nobody had a peanut allergy. Back when this country was good. That's crazy. Oh, you can't eat peanuts because the damn air circulates around. Well, guess what? Get a better air circulator. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, when this country was good, you know what I'm talking about? Remember when this country was good?
When you had to fly from New York to Chicago in a suit and a hat?
When you had to wear a suit of armor to get on a plane.
Absolutely.
You had to check your horse.
Check your horse. Check your sword.
Your lance.
Yeah, man. Did you answer the questions about you?
That was the one question.
Okay. Let's do one more.
We got a couple more questions.
Okay, let's do them.
Actually, this relates to what we were talking about before. Over or underrated Chelsea boots? Overrated.
Are they over or underrated?
Overrated.
I think they were overrated a couple years ago.
I think they're overrated. I think they're like a weird hack for a guy to be like, look, I'm dressed up.
Okay.
Hey, look, I dressed nice.
But it is... It is more effort, not only more effort, but it is a step up from sneakers. You have to give it that.
It is a step up from sneakers.
That's all I'm saying.
It has to be styled correctly. You can't just wear your regular ass bad outfit and then put on Chelsea boots and like, look at me.
I think you can.
I think they suck.
I want a pair. I think there's appropriate places and times for it.
1977 London.
I think a black pair of denim and black Chelsea boots, white t-shirt.
I would never wear a pair of boots with a woman's name.
That's funny. yeah, it's funny.
Give me when they're called Brian boots or something. Marcus boots.
But I will admit, a couple years ago, it was like every dude was wearing the tan camel Chelsea boot and like awful denim and like a, well, those long, the white t-shirts that are like,
yeah,
the long. Those fucking suck.
Scoop, I think when the, scoop hems.
Scoop hems. Ugh.
That's
one
the
of the worst things
that's
that have been
bad.
Made.
The scoop hem. We
insane.
Hate it. Fuck the scoop hem.
Tuck
we're
your
fuck,
shirt in, man.
We're fuck scoop hang yeah. gang.
A little overrated. But I still want a pair.
Yeah, fuck them. I wish the Doc Martens ones were pointier.
Yeah, that's right. That's where I'm at with them. Which are a little bit pointier.
What's their name? Make a pair. Matt and Nat.
Oh, they do. Yeah. Oh, they have a big heel, I think. That's what I didn't like about them.
I don't need a big heel because I'm tall enough.
If he's tall enough, I'm definitely tall enough.
No, we're the same height, basically.
So I'm still...
So we're basically the same height, if you think about it.
Yeah, so I'm still not wrong.
But the way you said definitely pissed me off.
Yeah, anytime I talk, it pisses you off.
Yeah, because it's not me talking. What's a sport you wanted to try but haven't?
Oh. Highlight.
Curling. I would love to curl.
Dan can take you curling.
Who?
Dan Lamort. He's on curling.
Dan Lamort, take me curling. I'm sure you listen. And I'm sure you listen this deep into the episode.
Hi-Li would be fun.
That'd be cool.
What's another sport?
Cricket.
No, I don't want to fucking play
rugby.
That. Rugby would be really fun. That's a good answer.
Rugby.
I'd be good at it.
I wouldn't.
You'd be good at it, dude.
I'd be really good at it. I would be the guy who jumps on top of the scrum.
One time we at a hockey tournament.
You gotta admit that I said the word scrum.
You did say scrum. One guy, we're doing like an Ironman tournament in Fort.
Did you guys have the seats?
No, shut up. And
it's funny that
a man just walked into our locker and he's like, "Hey, I'm blah 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 blah, and I'm starting a
rugby league."
A rugby league, and he just handed everyone cards. We're like, "Get out of the locker room!
This is a child's locker room." what other sports have I not tried?
Tried the four majors. Tried soccer.
Bungee gunning.
I don't know what that is.
That's bungee jumping with a gun.
Love that. You have to shoot yourself at the bottom?
No, you shoot a target at the bottom.
Archery. I would like to do some archery.
Archery's fun. I've done it before. That's fun.
That seems fun. I want a not a bowflex, a crossbow.
You want a cross? That's not fun then. That's not archery. That's crossbowing.
That's why I said, yes, I want to do that.
So you want to do crossbowing?
I want to do both. I just am surprised. I've made it this far in my life without owning a crossbow. That's all I'm trying to say.
I think same.
How much could a crossbow cost?
Couple hundred.
Okay. For the house? A crossbow
bro,
for the
I get
house?
Fucking, bro, I get that extra $600 a week. I'm getting a crossbow.
Dude.
Bro, give me that stimulus check. We're getting a house crossbow.
Crossbow!
Yeah. Those are sports.
Those are good sports. Yeah, I think that's a good answer. I think we nailed it. Oh, you know what seems fun? The
competitive cheerleading for you because you're a woman?
Handball.
Where European, like, European
yeah, yeah.
handball?
Where they're like...
I used to play that in gym a lot.
That seems fun.
It's fun.
Okay, that seems fun.
We played that in gym class. It's fun. But did you ever watch it?
I've seen highlights.
Yeah. I like to watch it Summer Olympics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a fun one. I don't follow it.
I would like to... I want to throw a lacrosse ball with those little...
A lacrosse ball?
Yeah, it's very hockey-like.
You ever play lacrosse?
No.
It's fun. Yeah. You'd like it.
Thank you. Good question. Anything else?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're beyond or impossible? Ooh.
Man.
That's hard.
Hard.
Because beyond is much more available.
Much more available.
But impossible, bro, when you get the impossible, that shit just hit different.
It does hit different. I'm happy with either. I'd probably leave. If I was in a store right now, just because they're more rare and it's impossible, I'll grab
impossible.
The impossibles.
Yeah.
If I was, like when we would go to Bear Burger, they have both.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go with impossible because it's harder to find.
It's harder to find.
It's just harder to find.
Yeah. I'd go impossible, but... Beyond rocks.
Beyond fucking kicks ass, dude.
Listen, we're over an hour into the podcast. We can speak frankly.
Look at
right?
me frankly here.
The Impossible Whopper is not that good.
I like it.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
I think it's the best commercially available.
That's exactly
fast food.
Fair enough.
Veggie burger.
Mm-hmm.
But
they're just not cooking it right or something. It's just not moist.
No, they want it to be like the Whopper.
Mm-hmm.
The Whopper's not moist.
Oh, okay.
Whopper's dry. The flame broil
really dries
it out. The flame dries it out. Plus, they're a fast food place. They can't serve shit like medium rare.
Right.
You gotta.
I'm. Yeah. Cook yeah it. I think you nailed it. But it's a thing where like when it's the only option, sometimes I'm like, I'm so happy this is available now.
On a road trip.
Woo!
I hit it.
Very happy about it.
But like, so when we, you know,
it could be better.
Before the world ended, when we go to Qdoba,
mm-hmm.
they got that impossible beef there.
Woo!
The impossible crumbles.
That makes a fucking burrito pop.
Dude.
Pop, pop.
Bro. Insane. What are Mike's... Yeah, fuck you, bitch. That's another one for me. What are Mike's top five favorite hardcore bands right now? And has he heard the band Tsunami? Yeah, I've heard Tsunami. They're fine. Are you going to work out while I talk about hardcore?
Yeah.
Tsunami's fine, but it's kind of just like metalcore. Like, it doesn't like... Man, it's been so many days since I've heard a man breathing like that. Tsunami's fine, but yeah, they were a metalcore band before. They're fucking, I don't remember what the name. My top five right now. Oh God. Let's see. I don't know. I have this whole playlist right here.
Do it fast.
I'm trying to think of my top five right now. That Mind Force record rocks ass. Hardcore Candy.
I met them.
Fury. Was like, I don't know, Power Trip. Like, does that count? Are they metal? It's like, you know, you know, they're kind of hardcore. I like The Fight. I don't know. What are my top five hardcore bands right now? It's like Regional Justice Center. They're good, but they're power violence more. I don't know. Hardcore. Black t-shirt, white print. I like them.
There you go.
If they're a band with a black t-shirt and a white print, I probably like them. Because I'm trying to think of bands that's like, oh, I don't need to fucking talk about bands that like don't, you know, haven't been a band in 10 years.
Sure.
Hatebreed. They're always the best. Hatebreed, number one band of all time, obviously. It doesn't need to be said.
Jamie Justa. Bah, bah,
bah, bah. I don't know if they're a real... I don't think they ever played a show, but I've really been listening to that first Soul Swallower 7-inch a lot lately. But I don't know if they were... That's one of those bands that I think just was a record band, which is a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
They just put out records and don't do anything.
That's kind of sick.
Because they're like members of other bands.
That's kind of sick. I like that.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like the guy who sings in...
Rival, oh, the Raconteurs.
The Raconteurs. No, they toured, dude.
Raconteurs.
They Raconteured. But yes, they got from like X-Files X and Rival Mob. And I think it might be DFJ playing drums. I don't know. Listen to the first Soul Swallower 7-inch. It's really good. I like that. The new Mind Force 7-inch that just came out is pretty good. I like the Military Gun 7-inch that just came out. Or the demo, I guess. Yeah. That's it. I like that stuff. How's it been not having me at the house?
Fine.
Yeah?
It's kind of nice. A little break from each other is good.
Wow, dude. I was going to say this is hell for me.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say I've been crying every day because you're not here. No, dude, I fucking love this shit. Fucking being alone.
Will and I have been talking a lot more.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
You saying I'm getting in the way of your relationship?
No. I'm just saying that. Well, nature finds a way.
Wow, dude.
Some more questions?
No, that was the last question.
Okay.
A lot of me. I like this. More questions towards me.
Yeah, give Mike more questions.
Diego gets enough questions.
Apparently. Somehow.
Diego gets
those
enough
zero
questions.
Were directed to me specifically.
Oh, what's working out like? Hard. It's difficult. I worked out. I've been here since... It's Sunday. I've been here since Thursday. I worked out once.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I like how... Literally an hour since you left the apartment, you're like, hey, how many swings should I do? I'm like, motherfucker, you were here the whole time.
Uh-huh.
You worked out twice in 3 months.
No. worked out five times.
Okay.
Worked out five times. I didn't work out with you every time.
Okay.
In my room, doing some shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I did the one. I saw him and I was like, I'm gonna change my life.
I'm gonna change my life. I gotta do this tomorrow.
A lump or something.
There should be a lump or something.
Yeah, I did that and I was like, cool. And then Friday. So Thursday I worked out. Friday I was like, I'm gonna take the day off.
Yeah, you gotta take the day off.
You gotta rest.
So funny.
Recover.
Uh-huh.
And then yesterday I just didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then today you came over.
There you go. This is basically a workout.
I mean, I can still work out. I still got time today.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to work out when you leave.
Okay.
You want to stay till we watch The Last Dance?
Maybe. What time's that on?
Nine.
Ugh, fucking hell.
You don't have to stay. I'm going to watch it, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to watch it. Good pod. Follow Mike Abruzzi at Mike Abruzzi.
Follow Diego Lopez at this Diego Lopez.
BrainMachineNetwork.com.
alittletimepod@gmail.com.
At alittletimepod on both Instagram and Twitter. Our DMs are open.
tpublic.com/user/alittletimepod.
youtube.com/alittletimepodcast. Ooh.
I don't know.
Just search a little time podcast. I can't remember if I made the URL because it's my personal.
Just subscribe.
Subscribe. Thumbs up. Oh, we didn't give them a homework.
Okay. If you listen this far.
Wow. Look at you listening
good for
all
you.
Way.
Comment.
I love you.
Comment below. Fuck, we're on the spot here.
Let's think about it. Let's do a play on words of guns, germs, and steel. Dicks.
No.
Comes,
girls, and Beal. Bradley Beal, the basketball player on the Washington Wizards.
I don't like that at all.
Okay. Comes, girls, and steal. But like stealing.
Stealing.
S-T-E-A-L. Comment below, comes, girls, and steal.
There you go. Comes, girls, and steal. We love you. We'll see you soon. Thumbs up. Share. Tell a friend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.